the thing about the Hotel Indigo is we really reflect the local community where we are. That's our specialty.
720 WGN, live here in Los Angeles on the eve of the Bush Light Clash at the Coliseum. So many different sports kind of spectaculars are converging here as the Super Bowl is right around the corner as well. And right here in the heart of all of it is the Indigo Hotel. And we're here with Jared Hobbins. He's the Director of Food and Beverage. Jared, welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Great to be here.
You think you've got the Staples Center right there. You look out the windows, the view from the 18th Social, and there's so much happening. You're always right in the middle of everything. But I think this week, next week, it's more.
Yeah, you know, we're super happy to be the Super Bowl city this year, and we've got a number of really great events coming up with Major League Baseball and with soccer, so we're really excited.
When you look at the property, and for the listeners, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. We'll have some pictures up as well. You mentioned earlier off the air, it's 5 years old, but it seems updated. It seems vibrant. Obviously, the views are great. The location is great, but the property, it's fresh.
Yeah, you know, we really bounded back after kind of a little bit of a slowdown there, but we're super happy. We're busier now than we were in 2019.
So when you think about what it is that you guys are doing here on the accommodation side, for those people that may want to make that trip to Los Angeles, things kind of open up and people want to get out and about and visit the area, whether it's for sporting events or any of the other things that Los Angeles has to offer. Talk a little bit about the hotel. There's a lot of competition. I see the JW Marriott out the window. This is a different property. What do you guys have that you think is special that makes it a must-go?
You know, the thing about the Hotel Indigo is we really reflect the local community where we are. That's our specialty. We're considered a luxury lifestyle brand, and we really go to great lengths to make sure that we're reflecting the community in what we offer, both for food and beverage. But one of the things that's best about us, I think, is our 18 Social Lounge up at the penthouse floor. We always have something going on there. The food is fantastic. We have a great happy hour that's impossible to beat the pricing in such a location, and incredible music programming there as well.
So based in Chicago, WGN Radio, but we reach 38 states in Canada. We cover the food. One of the things we're proud about in Chicago, James Beard Awards, Michelin star, you know, we've got all that. And one of the things is the diverse cuisines. You could spin the globe anywhere you point. You can find somebody doing it in Chicago at a high level. Los Angeles is the same. So when it comes to cuisines, and whether it's up at 18 Social, whether it's the MBK restaurant, what is the thought process on the food and beverage side? Is it kind of stick with one thing that you know people will love? Is it mix it up? What are you thinking?
Yeah, actually, we just rolled out our new menu at MBK, and what we're calling it is the LA neighborhood table. And that's a reflection of the different, you know, the vastly different gastronomical trends that take place in this city. There's Koreatown and Chinatown and Thai Town and Filipino Town, and there's Boyle Heights, which is the Latino area. And our menu very carefully curates the best of the local scene from those different neighborhoods and puts it in one restaurant. So you don't have to go anywhere. You can just stay here and have it.
You can. And from a time-specific thing, just kind of getting into the new year and the Lunar New Year, it's the year of the tiger. You mentioned Koreatown, Thai Town, Chinatown, Filipino. Are you doing anything for that? Any of those people, fans of those cuisines, will see?
Well, we aren't doing actually a specific New Year's event, but we do have a Year of the Tiger cocktail at MBK, and it's beautiful, and the staff has come up. You know, they come up with a lot of great special craft cocktails, and I think they outdid themselves with that one.
You mentioned cocktails up at 18 Social. El Bandido Yankee is up there. We are here highlighting and being such a big part of what's happening with the Bush Class. But as one of the first states, as we go into many more in 2022, it's exciting to be here. Talk a little bit about the space itself up at 18 Social, kind of opening it up to new and different opportunities, different brands, different activations. What's going on?
Yeah, we're always interested in finding out about new products. You know, you can really find some little gems, and we feel that that's the case with El Bandido. We have this event up there tonight with them. Very excited about it. We've got a special margarita that the team made together with their team for craft cocktails, and everybody seems to love it.
Well, it's going to be a fun time had by all, and it's always a great time here. You're right next to the Staples Center. I'm sure when the games are happening, concerts are happening, this is the place to go. So before we let you go, can you give information, whether it's a website, social media, ways that people can keep up with what's happening here?
Go to IHG.com, and you will find all the information you need about our hotel.
Jared Hobbins, thanks so much for everything you're doing, for being such a great host here, as so many cool things are happening in Los Angeles, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.